Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm John Batch with George Black. His new book is The Long Reckoning, a story of war, peace, and redemption in Vietnam. The Ho Chi Minh Trail, built painstakingly from North Vietnam into South Vietnam through Laos. It is 1965, and the South Vietnamese have not been successful in fending off either the Viet Cong or what is understood as to be North Vietnamese troops crossing or somehow entering into Vietnam south of the DMZ. A decision is made to guard the airfield at Da Nang, a large seaport. The Marines are dispatched, an expeditionary force, beginning the American combat troop phase of the war. At the same time, Operation Ranch Hand, which was endorsed by Jack Kennedy, is now enhanced with an understanding by the President LBJ and his consultants, his generals, that the way to fight this war is to defeat the supplies that are flowing into the South. And that means the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And that means, George, I'm not actually sure whose idea it was to destroy the triple canopy jungle. Was it one person taking credit for that concept?
No, it wasn't. It was really an extension of a belief in technologies of various kinds, which I think was shared pretty much throughout the administrations in the United States, but really at a popular cultural level. You know, people after World War II were very enamored of the idea that technology was the future, it could solve all our problems. And these chemicals that were used to defoliate the Vietnamese jungles and mangrove forests, and at the same time to kill and destroy food crops that were supposedly supporting the enemy. It was a natural extension of what was being done. You know, it was keeping American lawns green and golf courses. It was killing weeds on farm fields. And, you know, these were regarded as miracle chemicals. So extending them to Vietnam in conjunction with heavy bombing, those were really technological responses to the geography and topography of Vietnam and the Ho Chi Minh Trail in particular. Which always gave the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong an advantage because they knew the terrain. They knew it very well. It was very difficult terrain. You had forests that gave a lot of cover to troops. You had mountains that were usually, you know, wreathed in cloud and heavy rain, which produced this very thick forest canopy, but also posed a lot of difficulties for combat troops. It was a very unpleasant and very frightening place to fight. And it also impeded air operations because a lot of the time you couldn't see the ground. So with the Ho Chi Minh Trail, with Ho Chi Minh Trail, which by 65 had been significantly expanded and was beginning to put its first tendrils, if you want to put it that way, through the mountains into the area immediately below the DMZ, and notably one particular place that is a big part of my book and was legendary really among American military people, the Ashaw Valley, which later became the site of Hamburger Hill. That was the first infiltration point south of the DMZ, and it became the North Vietnamese stronghold. So the philosophy of the bombing and of the herbicide campaign was cut the trail, block the movement of supplies, and defoliate on both sides of the border. And Laos was a great secret of the war, that Laos was also being sprayed at this time. That was the way to hold back the enemy and defeat their advantages of terrain and geography by using technology.
2,3,7,8 tetrachlorobenzo-p-dioxin. Dioxin's the critical word there. It's called TCDD. manufactured in the U.S. You mentioned Monsanto, you mentioned Dow Chemical. At that time, in using that against the canopy, had there been conversation about what it does to human beings? Did that research exist?
Yes, it did. In a preliminary way, Dow Chemical, above all, actually convened a meeting of executives from the various chemical companies. And they said, look, as a trace component of one of the two chemicals that was used in combination to create what became known as Agent Orange, there is a very minute trace element of dioxin, which is highly toxic. They identified one particular skin condition called chloracne as a health effect of exposure to dioxin. But there was not enormous concern because the quantities in the natural form of the production process were not that great. And it was only designed anyway to be used on the enemy, and there was no great concern about their health. That will come to later, perhaps, was a great illusion because American troops were very much exposed to Agent Orange. But in the early days, and I think this is sincere, and I think this is a hard thing for a lot of veterans to accept because so many veterans are still bitter about the Agent Orange experience. Hundreds of thousands of them have sickened.
We have 30 seconds here, George. Please continue.
But the problem was the quantities and the intensity with which it became used. And when the Pentagon stepped up demand, which they did increasingly after 66, the production process went awry. It was supposed to be done under very strict heat controls. Those were abandoned. The dioxin magnified massively. And that's where the health problems really began seriously.
The book is The Long Reckoning, a story of war, peace, and redemption in Vietnam. George Black is the author. When we come back, we meet our two protagonists, two veterans of the Vietnam War. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.